You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, April 28, 2026. The Big Picture. Rising Southeast gas demand spurs pipeline projects, competition with LNG exports. Published by Heather Wallace. We've blogged about rising demand for natural gas in the southeastern U.S. and several of the pipeline projects being planned to deliver more gas to that fast-growing region. But there's more to the story, a bigger picture, namely, that gas consumers in Florida and other states pulling gas east through Mississippi increasingly find themselves competing for supply with LNG exporters. In today's RBN blog, we begin a two-part series on southeast gas demand, new pipeline capacity to and through the region, and why the gas flowing there is priced higher than Henry Hub. Ask your favorite chatbot which states are in the southeastern U.S. and you'll get a long list. Generally, everything within the huge triangle formed by the Virginias, Florida, and Louisiana. The Southeastern Conference, SEC, of the NCAA includes Oklahoma, Missouri, Kentucky, and two universities in Texas, one of which we like. But for our purposes, we're zeroing in on the southeasternmost swath, from west to east, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. While these five states account for only 0.4%, approximately 400 million cubic feet per day, of total U.S. natural gas production, their share of U.S. gas consumption is 30 times higher, about 12% or 11 BCF per day, mostly due to their heavy and growing reliance on gas-fired power generation, and especially in Alabama, Georgia, and Mississippi, a lot of industrial demand too. Gas demand growth in the region has been coming on fast and furious over the past few years, stressing the legacy gas pipeline networks there and resulting in the Sonnet, Southern Natural, Florida Zone 3 and Transco Zone 4 price trading points, primary indicators of gas prices in our five-state focus area, being among the very few points where gas is priced at a premium to Henry Hub. Figure 1 of the blog shows April 1st of month, FOM, differentials. The green shaded circles indicate trading points where the form differential is a premium to Henry. Let's unpack that, starting with natural gas demand growth in the five states. As shown in Figure 2 of the blog, gas consumption in Florida, by far the largest in population and gas use, has increased by 74% since the start of the shale era in 2008. Consumption by the state's power sector, at more than 3.8 BCF per day, on average, in 2025, accounted for almost all the gain, and 86% of total state gas use. Georgia's total gas use was up 80% over the same 17-year period, with consumption by generators increasing four times, to 1.1 BCF per day. Alabama's gas use increased by 105% from 2008 to 2025, to almost 2.1 BCF per day, with gas demand from the power sector rocketing 182% to nearly 1.3 BCF per day. It's a similar story in Mississippi and South Carolina, where gas used by power plants has soared by 153% and 274%, respectively. The gas demand growth the Southeast has seen so far is just the beginning. The region continues to experience an influx of residents and businesses and, with that, an ongoing expansion in electricity demand, a portion of which is, and will continue to be, met by coal-fired generation. And while utilities there have been ramping up their plans for solar farms and battery storage facilities, they also will be adding an impressive number of new gas-fired power plants. For example, Southern Company, the corporate parent of Georgia Power, Alabama Power, and Mississippi Power, said during the company's February earnings call that it signed about 10,000 megawatts of new large-load electricity supply contracts with Google, Meta, Microsoft, and other new customers in Q4 2025 alone, and is either finalizing or in late-stage discussions for another 10,000 megawatts. To help keep pace with rising demand for electricity, Southern's three electric utilities are planning to have more than 5,200 megawatts of gas-fired capacity that will come online over the next 5 years, including three 441 megawatts combustion turbines, CTs, in 2026, 27, and five combined cycle plants, each with a capacity of just under 800 megawatts, in 2029 to 2030. Southern's utilities also plan to add more than 4,100 megawatts of battery storage capacity and 350 megawatts of solar over the same five-year period. NextEra Energy's Florida Power & Light, FPL, subsidiary, with more than 6 million retail customers in the Sunshine State, already owns and operates more than 20,000 megawatts of combined cycle plants and 3,000 megawatts of CTs there. Over the next 10 years, 2026 to 2035, FPL plans to add another 3,946 megawatts of gas-fired generating capacity, all of it in the form of CTs, plus more than 12,000 megawatts of new solar capacity and nearly 7,500 megawatts of battery storage. A side note, FPL has said it plans to eliminate carbon emissions from its generation fleet by 2045, in part by a huge build-out of solar and battery storage and in part by shifting its gas-fired fleet to firing by green hydrogen. Time will tell if that plan holds up. Others planning new gas generation in our five-state focus area include Dominion, South Carolina, which expects to add a total of about 1,300 megawatts in the 2029 to 2034 period, Duke Energy, which in March won state regulatory approval to build a 1,365 megawatts combined cycle plant in Anderson County, South Carolina, the Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, which will start up 500 megawatts of combustion turbine capacity in Lowndes County, Mississippi, in 2028, and Oglethorpe Power, a Georgia electric cooperative, which is building a 1,425 megawatts combined cycle plant and a 240 megawatts combustion turbine, both of which will start up in 2029. Next, we'll look at natural gas transportation. As in some other parts of the U.S., pipeline capacity into and through the Southeast has barely kept up with gas demand growth. Figure 3 of the blog shows the key pipeline systems that deliver massive volumes of gas to the region from the Gulf Coast, onshore and offshore, the Mid-Continent, and, increasingly, the Marcellus Utica. These include Transco, Texas Eastern Transmission, TETCO, Tennessee Gas Pipeline, TGP, Texas Gas Transmission, TGT, Columbia Gulf, Southeast Supply Header, SESH, Gulf South, Sonnet, Gulf Stream, and Florida Gas Transmission. Add to these Sable Trail, which in 2017 gave Florida its third big inbound pipeline, 830 million cubic feet per day initially, expanded to 1 BCF per day in 2020, and an ongoing wave of additional projects aimed at facilitating the delivery of more gas in the Southeast. Several Williams projects that are increasing southbound flows on its Transco system, including the three-part Southeast Supply Enhancement, SESE, the Alabama-Georgia Connector, AGC, and the Southeast Energy Connector, SEC. See Don't Stop Believin' for details. Boardwalk Pipeline Partners 1.16 BCF per day Cochise Junction Pipeline, which will run south-slash-southeast from a leg of the company's TGT system near Kosciuszko, Mississippi, Cochise for short, to an interconnect with its Gulf South system south of Meridian, Mississippi. Kinder Morgan's planned 2.1 BCF per day Mississippi Crossing, MSX, which will move gas southeast across the state's midsection, its 1.3 BCF per day South System Expansion 4, SSE4, which will expand the southern main line of Sonnet, co-owned by Kinder and Southern Company, through eastern Mississippi, Alabama and Georgia, and Elba Express Bridge Project, EEBP, which will extend Kinder's Elba Express Pipeline into South Carolina, see Family Affair. Also, Energy Transfer, ET, is working on at least a few projects in the Southeast, including an 82-mile looping project on FGT, jointly owned with Kinder Morgan, that will boost the ET-operated system's capacity by 550 million cubic feet per day in Q4 2028, and a 37-mile lateral in South Florida that will start up in Q1 2030. In addition, ET is developing the South Mississippi Project, SMP, the subject of a late 2024 open season, that would enable 1 to 2 BCF per day more gas to move into the southeast from the Carthage and Perryville gas hubs in East Texas and Northeast Louisiana, respectively. SMP has several elements and is not shown in the blog map. As you can see, there are many elements in the big picture of Southeast gas we're painting here. Legacy pipelines, fast-growing power demand growth, lots of new gas-fired generation, planned pipeline capacity, and gas priced at a rare premium to Henry Hub. Oh, and several sources of gas supply and growing competition for gas from LNG export terminals in Louisiana. In an upcoming blog, we'll zero in on gas flows and gas prices in the region and weigh in on how we think this all may turn out. The Big Picture was written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin and appears as the seventh song on Elton John's 25th studio album of the same name. The song's lyrics talk about lasting love and looking at the bigger picture during a time of introspection. Personnel on the record were Elton John, vocals, acoustic piano, Davy Johnston, John Jorgensen, guitar, Bob Birch bass, Charlie Morgan, drums, percussion, and Guy Babylon, Ann Dudley, string arrangements. The album The Big Picture was recorded between November 1996 and May 1997 at Townhouse Studios and Air Studios Lyndhurst in London and produced by Chris Thomas. The album, which dropped in September 1997, was dedicated to Gianni Versace, John's fashion designer friend, who had been murdered shortly before the album's release. The album went to number 9 on the Billboard 200 albums chart and has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Three singles were released from the LP. Elton John, Reginald Kenneth Dwight, is a British singer, songwriter, and pianist. He started playing piano at an early age, winning a scholarship to the Royal Academy of Music in London. His partnership with lyricist Bernie Taupin is one of the most successful in history. John released his debut studio album, Empty Sky, in 1969. He has released 31 studio albums, 5 live albums, 10 soundtrack albums, 16 compilation albums, 4 EPs and 148 singles and has sold more than 300 million records worldwide. He has won 2 Academy Awards, an Emmy Award, 2 Golden Globe Awards, 6 Grammy Awards, a Tony Award, 9 ASCAP Awards, 3 American Music Awards, 6 BMI Awards, 3 Brit Awards, and 7 Ivor Novello Awards. John also has a CBE and has been knighted, is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame and has received Kennedy Center Honors and a National Humanities Medal. He performed his last concert before officially retiring in July 2023 in Stockholm. Since then, he has made an appearance singing Tiny Dancer at the premiere of the documentary, Elton John, Never Too Late, in New York City in October 2024. He has also appeared on recent singles with Brandi Carlile, Spinal Tap, and Sam Fender.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.